Good morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer. Helen's going to lead us, and then the pledge, if everybody'd stand.
Lord, we just want to start out this morning with a thankful heart for all you've done and all you've given us, for your goodness and your mercy to us every day. We pray, Lord, that our lives would reflect your Son, that he would guide and direct every thought. We thank every word we say. We would have compassion for those, Lord, that need us, and be a strength to those, Lord, that are weak. We pray, God, that you would just direct our paths, guide us in all things that we say and do. We want to thank you for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross, and in his name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Helen. Okay, next on our agenda are minutes. Are we on okay?
Yep. We're good.
We have July 1st, 2nd, 6th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Motion for approval. There's some corrections, clerical, and one that Mr. Pennell wanted to include a park.
On the power site?
Yeah. Power site park project, a mention of that in the meeting.
Great.
Second.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next, we've got accounts payable.
All good. Motion to approve.
Second. Any questions or discussion there?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Now we've got journal entries that are just fresh to us here. One of them on Historical Society. And we're ready to do that one. Okay. Rick's giving us the nod, yes. So
okay.
I'll make a motion to approve that one.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And then there's another one here for, be it known to all parties, budget transfer. This would be sewer. Is that right, Rick? 780 and 245.
It's,
yeah.
There's three.
$99,218.66, $93,000, and $9,400. You're good with all those? Actually, there's a fourth one. This is Road and Bridge, $191,000. Okay. Any questions or comments?
Didn't catch the Road and Bridge one. On there, was that?
I think we just got this. Is that right?
Yes.
Did somebody just hand that to us? It wasn't in our.
The one that has three on it is administrative cost.
The one that has three on it is administrative cost. The other one is the Road and Bridge Patrol that you budget for every year, and that is half the cost right now. This is halfway through the year. I'm taking half the cost right now.
All right.
Okay. How about a motion?
Motion to approve the transfers.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, got that done. Public comment. Do we have one? Ron?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Not here to pick a fight with you, so everybody can take a deep breath and relax. Ron Hirschin, 1211 Highway F. Come before you today to ask you to help us ensure that the public has a good understanding of what's going on in all county government. Specifically today, I'm really concerned about a comment that was in the newspaper last week by our county assessor, and if what I proceed with is in any way wrong, I'd appreciate being corrected. If not, I think there's a a miscommunication at best. I'm referring to July 8th, article on the county assessor loses the state tax commission battle. And battle or not, I am concerned when, and I quote, Strahan said after he found out about the judge's ruling in favor of the state tax commission, "I'm disappointed. We lost $750,000 to save the taxpayers $12 million." Now, I don't understand, and I sat on BOE for 8 years. My understanding of the process is that the assessor assesses the property in the county, supposed to be fairly and equally, and then closes his book. After the closing of the book, the taxing municipality sets their levy, or what they're going to charge per $100 of assessed value. So by keeping assessed valuation low, it just changes the assessment charged by the taxing districts per hundred. If assessed valuation is down 10% and their budget is flat with last year, they just have to increase their assessment 10%. But there's no savings of money. There's no savings of $6 million or $12 million for the citizens of the county. Now, if my property isn't assessed fairly, then I'm going to pay less of the tax burden than is my fair share if I'm assessed accurately. So, yes, some individuals in the county may, in fact, save money, but the citizens overall are still paying the tax burden that they would, no matter what the assessed valuation is how I understand it. Am I incorrect?
I'll jump in, Ron. As you know how this show works here, so to speak. We're not posted for that issue.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have a real good suggestion for you. Maybe the radio show. Maybe you and James could get on the radio and talk that question out. Maybe you both understand where the other's coming from or something like that. But
well,
if you want to get on the agenda, you, as you well know, put us on the agenda and we do have state tax commission here in a little bit. If you want to try to weave that in, we'll see how it goes.
I don't. But I don't want, in my questioning misinformation to the public, I don't want to be responsible for misinformation either. I've just shared that's my understanding is that separate from the assessed valuation of the properties, the taxing, the school districts, the health department, handicapped, and fire districts set their levies, and I don't understand how the assessor can save all the citizens of the county money. If he is saving the money, he's saving money from the school districts, from the fire districts, and not the big bad state. That they're less than 1% of the property tax assessment on my tax bill. Mm-hmm. So I would just ask that people ask good questions and that y'all, if you hear something that doesn't make sense, that you address it so the public has the best information they can get. And I ask you not to go forward with a challenge to the state's ruling. I think that we've lost $750,000, and I don't think we need to continue down a path, especially if the person leading the charge doesn't understand. Thank you.
Okay. That's it. One else? Okay. We'll move on to new and old business. We got bid awards. Frank or Linda or one or both or on guardrail.
Good morning. Good morning, morning. This is our annual guardrail installation bid. The bid did go out to four entities companies. Only one responded. And the use of this material is for road projects, and we have accidents that take out sections of guardrail on a semi-regular basis, and we need to repair those.
Thank you.
And this is just the installation. I think we awarded the primary and the secondary.
Last week. This is just for the installation process. It's specialized equipment to drive the metal into the ground, so that's what this is.
Refresh my memory. Something was said. We've been approving, as Jim just said, most of the bid awards in other meetings, mm-hmm. not this meeting. Why are we doing this one here? I'm all for it. Don't take me wrong. Linda, what was it?
There's a dam site, pre-bid meeting for the dam site project over
right.
at the Forsyth Municipal Court, and I've got to be there at 11. So.
And that's why we're doing it here, which is fine to do it all the time as far as I'm concerned, but anyhow, I just wanted that cleared in case somebody's wondering why we were doing things a little
sure.
different.
And it's your recommendation to take these guys, so I'll make a motion that we approve the Highway Safety Solutions as the bidder for the installation of guardrail.
I'll second the motion. Questions or comments? How are we doing on price from last year? Did you do any kind of comparison?
It's in the very last column. There.
Okay. Versus last year?
Same.
Up just a little bit in certain categories
okay.
based on
up
many footage.
Four and same in one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we've got truth about BOE decisions and STC. Did you put that on there, Danny?
Yes, I sure did. I think there's been a lot of misconception about the way, and there was quite a bit of discussion last week in a BOE meeting with some of the press present. First of all, I'd like for Mr. Paulson to go through the process that any average citizen that walks in off the street has the opportunity to go through before it goes to the state tax commission if need be. Yes.
Mr. Hershen summarized some of it. I mean, what happens is during an even-numbered year, the assessor is out there not only putting new construction on, but getting ready for the odd-numbered year. He has to do a reassessment in each odd-numbered year, which is this time is January 1st, 2009.
Now, can I stop you just right there, just a second?
Okay.
So many people come in to the BOE, and they want to take the tax assessment or something, some idea at the present time of what their property values are. What we are assessing is on January 1st, 2009, the true value of their property. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. And according to the assessment maintenance plan, one of the things that was fought over was whether the cutoff for information gathering would be June or whether it would be November. James wanted November. The State Tax Commission wanted June. So obviously, if you're using June figures, there are some people who may have a decrease in the value of their home if there's a down, or maybe an increase if prices go up. So the closer you get to January 1st, the more accurate you are. Well, the assessor tries to do his best to get the information correct, true market value, and people who have a gripe, they get a notice if there's an increase in their value. So if they have a gripe after they get their notice, they contact the assessor and informally try to get him to change it back down if they think that it shouldn't have gone up or that it's too high. If that works, then everything's fine. On May 15th, the assessor, or approximately there, closes his books. And once he closes his books, it's my understanding that he then no longer has the right to dicker or negotiate what the price ought to be to try to get the right price with the individuals. And then the individual, there's a Form 11 that goes to the state to report those values. And then there's a Board of Equalization. This year you had to apply by, I think the date was July 13th, which I guess is today. and the BOE ends on July 31st, I believe, this year. And during that process, there are three county commissioners who serve on the Board of Equalization, along with two citizens. And people come before the Board of Equalization saying, I don't agree with the assessor that my property should be lower than it is, or it should be classified differently, or maybe it should be exempt from taxes because I'm a charitable organization or a religious organization or something like that. So they come before the BOE. The BOE hears their evidence, and then based upon that evidence, they either keep it where it is, the value that the assessor set, or they adjust it either up or down based upon the evidence that's presented to them, because their duty is, as you pointed out, at the Board of Equalization, they take an oath to not only equalize, they equalize the values of property, which is important because if you equalize the values of property, even if it's at 20% or 60% of true market value, then everybody is paying the amount of taxes they should be paying. However, it does say that you want to get it at true market value, so you should try to achieve 100% of fair market value for everyone. But it's important to equalize so that someone is – well, let me give an example. Sales tax, if somebody went into the store and they bought $100 worth of stuff and they had to pay their sales tax on that $100, they wouldn't say, well, wait a minute, can I just pay on $75 instead of $100? You wouldn't let them do that, because then the next person who went in and spent $100 would be paying more taxes on his $100 and would have to pay more taxes than the person who had his reduced down to $75. So if on real estate, if your house is worth $100,000, you should be paying on $100,000 and not just on $75,000, because if yours gets reduced down, then the person who is paying on $100,000 and not coming in and asking for some sort of break, then the other person will be paying more and shouldn't be. But if their property really is only worth $75,000, then it absolutely should be reduced down. But if they were charged for $100 and they come in and give evidence and they really bought $200 worth of stuff, they should pay sales tax on $200 worth of stuff, or real estate tax on a $200,000 piece of property. So basically that's the Board of Equalization's charge. And generally they only hear those cases that come before them. Now, there is some authority for going out and if evidence comes up during the Board of Equalization session, that they can go out possibly and somebody comes in and says, I'm paying more than my neighbors, they're paying a lot less, and they've got the same type of house. I suppose they could go out. Generally, Boards of Equalization don't, except in rare circumstances, but they could go out and give notice of increases to those people who never appeared before them. But generally, they only deal with those that appear before them. And you can make it as big or as small a job as you want. But once the Board of Equalization process is done, there's a Form 11A that goes into the state. And based on that 11A, there are values, I guess the total assessed value of a taxing district. Then the schools, the fire district, and all the other ad valorem taxing districts understand exactly how much value they have in their taxing district. And based on that value, they set their levy, so that they will get the same amount of money as they got last year, plus up to whatever the consumer price index for urban customers allows them that year. A lot of times it's 3% increase. This year I think it's a 0.1% increase, which is almost flat. But they set it based on that. So it's important that that value stay the same from the 11A to when they set their levies. Anybody who doesn't like their decision from the Board of Equalization may then appeal to the State Tax Commission. I believe it's within 30 days of the decision or within 30 days of the close of BOE, whichever is the earliest. And the Board of Equalization, I mean, the State Tax Commission has an officer who comes down and usually gets a room at the courthouse with a tape recorder and conducts it just like a kind of an informal court hearing. And people come in without lawyers or with lawyers, and I sit there on the other side and defend the action of the BOE and the BOE. And if the evidence is such that it needs to be changed, the State Tax Commission will change it. After that, they may have an appeal to the circuit court, but it's a review of the actual proceedings that are on tape in front of the State Tax Commission. And that is generally, I think, unless I missed something, that's how the whole system works.
That's fine. That's what I wanted to, the people to know, because we've had several people come before the BOE and ask to withdraw because they didn't understand the process. Multiple people come before the BOE, and when they see the process that's put on the screen here of the neighborhood they live in and the assessed value of their neighbors, if it matches what they're paying, they don't want to hear anymore. If especially if they bring in evidence that shows that their property might be worth more money, true market value, then they don't want to, they want to withdraw from the BOE. Those are things that are not understood by the citizen that comes in. There's been a lot of disruption in the county from citizens who think that they have been assessed unfairly, but when they step through those doors or have it explained to them or shown to them on a chart that they are not paying more than their neighbor, or they might say that they're paying more than their neighbor, but their neighbor has a totally different house, a totally different structure, a totally different classification. I've sat on this BOE for 5 years. This is my fifth year. We have done as fair a job as we possibly can with the evidence provided. There seems to be an outcry of the increase this year. I'm not arguing that. I'm not the assessor. I sit on this board as a board member to equalize taxes. But I do see the interference of certain office holders in this courthouse that interfere with a process that they're not involved with. One of the people that has caused disruption in this process has a lawsuit. Again, every other elected official except for two. Mr. Strophus, who is a new person on the board, and another official. Mr. Pennell last week made the comment that he didn't think the Board of Equalization was doing their job. We have Mr. Hershen come forward this morning and talk about the process. He sat on the board for eight years. Don Swan come in and talked about the process. He sat on the board for 4 years. Those people understand the process. Mr. Hershen made a statement there about what is supposed to be done and what's supposed to be done. We all know that there was a school that didn't roll back their taxes whenever the assessed process took place, as it's supposed to work. That's none of our business, as this. Ours is to get their property value at what it's supposed to be. The disruption, the communication between two elected officials and the state tax commission is totally uncalled for and out of hand. When they sit on a board that is supposed to look at the evidence provided and to increase those that come in with an appraisal that shows that their property is at less value than they show or what they want, and the appraisal shows that their property is worth $860,000 and they're appraised at $750,000, or they've got a certified appraisal for $400,000 or $500,000 or whatever. It's our duty to raise those taxes, just as it is our duty to lower those taxes. Now, if everybody that walks in that door thinks that they're going to get their taxes lowered, everybody in the county is going to show up. Because I could say that I think my taxes are to be lowered, but I know the process. And I know that I'm paying the same as my neighbors. And the State Tax Commission has total authority to order the assessor to do certain things. but they will not issue that order. If they issued the order, the BOE, they have the right to order the BOE to do certain things. But they will not issue that order. So it's very confusing to the public, and I hear every week, you know, you see the headline, and it says assessor loses battle. The county commission was in a different lawsuit. They lost a battle. But it seems to be, let's get on a horse and ride it to death. I myself am thoroughly disgusted with the decision of the State Tax Commission because I sat in the courtroom and I heard the evidence. And I also seen Mr. Pennell step up out of his chair, and the first person he shook hands with was their leading witness. So those kind of things bring questions to my mind about how much contact and connection has been brought forth in a fair and equal assessment of the Taney County citizens. I have no further political ambitions than to serve the citizens of this county, but I do want to do it to my best ability, and I take insult that I am not, that the Board of Equalization is not doing their job, when I know that certain members of that board are doing their job and the people that are complaining are not doing theirs. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, are there others who want to speak to this issue? I didn't think you were going to speak.
Well, I have.
I'm just picking at you, Ron.
Ron Hershen, 1211 Highway F. I would like, again, to say that I think, as Danny shared, people aren't doing their homework. I've had in the last couple of months, because you guys are talking about taxes, folks ask me about their value and their neighbor's value. And 3 out of 3 times, it was a condo next to another condo, and they said, I'm paying 50% more in tax. And I said, you rent yours out? Well, yes, but it's the same as this other condo. I said, if they're residential, value is set, but they're taxed at a different percentage. One's residential, one's commercial. Oh, I didn't know that. And coincidentally, the difference between residential and commercial is about 50%, and that's what they were saying. They were paying more than their neighbors. So I think you guys are doing the right job. The second thing I'd like just to point out to the public is if you look at your tax bill that you get, it says state, health, which is health, county health, handicapped, school district, if you're in a school district, and your fire district. It doesn't say Taney County gets a property tax. Taney County rolls back its property tax. So I encourage folks to put aside the old notion, well, you know, they're not going to do anything because it's government. They're not going to do anything because they're getting the money. No, the BOE doesn't have a dog in the fight except to make sure that they do their job, as state statute says, and ensure that property is equally and fairly assessed. And so I encourage folks, if they do have a question, to contact the assessor and or the commission and get your information. And then if you think you have an issue, because there are some things out there that we've seen them. But I do know in the 8 years I was there, the BOA, I believe in my heart, was as fair as they could be. And again, they're just looking out for the taxing districts, which are schools and fire and handicapped folks. So thank you very, very much.
Okay. Mr. Chant.
Mr. Strahan, you mentioned there were two officials in the courthouse. You mentioned it several times. Two. Who are they? One, you know, I mean, it could be one, two, it could be anybody. Who are the two you're talking about? That's not on the agenda. And the two people that I'm talking about, I mentioned Mr. Pennell's name as one of those people, and the other is the county collector.
Okay.
The county collector is in a lawsuit with all the individuals.
Okay. Well, I thought that's what it was. But
that's a different case, and I don't want to go into the discussion.
Right, right. Yeah, that's it fine. Thank you.
Okay. Sheila.
Sheila Wyatt, at this moment serving in the capacity of the Tannehill County Collector. I did not come in here to speak, had no intentions. Even after Commissioner Danny Strahan made his accusations, I didn't understand. Since the subject has been brought up, I would love for him to explain. Now, the introduction in regard to me was that I, the county collector, was in a lawsuit with every other elected official. I do not consider a lawsuit with every other elected official. I'm just in a lawsuit to get back the salary that was taken from me, that was being drawn when I took office, that took place from the Salary Commission voting in 1993. Now, aside from that, and it's been appealed twice to the circuit court, and they have ruled in the favor of the county collector, as you know. It was appealed once, and then it was asked to be relooked at. Both times was in the looking at the law. Now it is appealed to the appellant court, and that'll be decided on by the courts. We have that right if we feel that someone is not doing what is correct according to the law. We have the right to have it looked at by a traditional system to see that it's correct. Now, please tell me what you are accusing the county collector, if you're staying in that capacity because you said official, of doing that is detriment to the Board of Equalization.
Are you addressing me?
Yes.
Mrs. Wyatt, the disruption that you have caused throughout the courthouse is in your best interest to cause every other elected official to be into it with each other, to change a vote. We've had it talked about. There's been things that, and this is in a court case, and I didn't want to address this in front of Mr. Shantz, but you've come forward and asked about it. I don't think there's any question among any other elected official that you and Mr. Pennell have had contact with the State Tax Commission. And I guess what we could do, but of course there is certain ways that you could get around that, but we could pull, I guess, the telephone calls and the records to show the contact of your office with those people, but you do have certain individuals that you call at the State Tax Commission to do your job. But if we were mandated to make that recourse, and you had an article in the paper that stated that you were not running for the salary but running for the service of the people, and you brought an attorney to the Salary Commission. To me, that just doesn't quite add up, that you're running for the service of the citizens of this county, but you would bring an attorney to the Salary Commission, the first one that's been there since I've been in office.
I'm really confused, Mr. Strahan. The accusation is that I was causing disruption for the Board of Equalization. Please explain. Now, you're wanting to discuss a court case, but you
No, there's the first thing that you're wrong. I told Mr. Shantz that I didn't want to discuss it. You came forward and asked the question to discuss it.
No, sir. My question to you is, what is the collector in her capacity? You said official in the capacity. causing disruption to the Board of Equalization. That was the accusation. I, in my heart, would like to understand what. Now, I will answer one thing first. You will not have to pull any, but you're more than happy to, any records of any phone calls to the State Tax Commission. Yes, I talk to the State Tax Commission quite often. I'll probably be talking to them later today. That is my job in working for the people. If a case is filed under protest, the State Tax Commission directs me, gives me the decision. If I'm not clear on a statute in regard, if a customer has requested something in regard to penalties or something, I will call the State Tax Commission. Let them give the clarification. Let them read it on the if I'm reading the statute wrong. But, yes, I called the State Tax Commission last week, and I come in walked into the BOE meeting, did not know it was going on. I heard Bob Paulson's voice and went in, sat for a little bit, thinking, because I was going to discuss with him what the State Tax Commission shared with me in regard to SID, because I have another SID that I'm going to be charged to collect this year. Now, yes, I get an opinion from them as to what is the interpretation of the SID in regard to what this customer was wanting, my duty. And then I share that with Mr. Paulson and ask him, make him aware of it. That is part of my job. I am in contact with State Tax Commission quite often.
Luann Johnson is one of
the... Thank you. There. That's who gave me the opinion. Because when I called Randy Turley, who's the chief hearing officer, he directed they have specialists in different areas, and that's who I gave him to. Now, please tell me what I am doing as collector to cause any disruption in the Board of Equalization. That was what you accused me of, because I do not know what it is. I try to answer the people's questions if they have an answer and the process, just what you asked Mr. Paulson to do here today. Explaining them the process, what their rights are.
Do you tell those people that their taxes are too high?
I tell them
are
what
the... Are you guilty of ever telling people that their taxes are too high other than collecting the taxes, or do you ever take partial payment from certain individuals on their taxes without putting those taxes on the tax book or the tax sale?
On the tax sale. Okay, I now know what you're referring to. Okay, I do take partial payment all the time. I have an account set up, a pay in advance account. Now, on delinquent taxes, it is set up for current taxes for that current year. On delinquent taxes, if I have a customer that cannot pay their taxes, but they would like to pay them in installment payments, I will work them in any way I can. Now, what you're referring to is to take them off the tax sale. No, I have many now that have asked. I have the tax sale coming. And I tell them, I said, I can set you up on partial payments, but they have to be paid by the fourth Monday in August because they're 2 years delinquent. They'll have to be on the sale. Now, I had a customer, I think you're referring to, that the city of Branson asked me if I could set partial payments because that's the only way they would allow him to have a city license. And if he would make an agreement, pardon me, my mouth's getting dry, I need a drink. If he would make an agreement with the county collector, then they would allow him to have his license to operate his business. I set him up on installment payments, but he did not make an installment payment, so it had to go ahead and be offered. Now, is there? My books are open, and I just welcome any question you want to ask. What else?
Well, if some of these people haven't been here for the full start of this State Tax Commission business and the withholding of the funds. And at that time, I made a statement that whenever the true evidence of what had took place, they would find out that it was more interior than exterior, that the State Tax Commission, I felt, was being fed information. We were sitting in a meeting where... Mr. Pendler, the attorney for the State Tax Commission, the speaker phone was on, and he said that he was waiting on a phone call from Mr. Pendler. There was other times that things just didn't add up. I want to ask you the question. If you did this one particular thing as far as setting up installment plans for someone, is that fair to every other citizen in the county that has to pay their taxes, that they all set up in an installment plan?
Yes, sir, it is. And I would welcome the media to put it in the paper that because I did put a press release when each year when I go to collecting them, and there's a statute allowing it. And with them, I consider doing a press release, so thank you. You've just helped me. Anyone that has had a large increase in their assessed value that's going to make it hard for them in December to pay their bill, they have received a notice from the assessor's office, who I'm grateful for that he agreed to put on what their tax would be projected on what the levy was for 2008. If there's anyone in the county that wants to set up an installment program to help them pay that so they don't have to pay it all in one sum, I do it. They're more than welcome to do it. All they've got to do is, thank you so much, is call the county collector's office, and I'm just more than happy to do it. We're also, for the first time this year, doing it on some personal property. I don't really recommend that because personal property decreases each year, but if someone is, if it's high and we've got older ones on fixed incomes, I'm more than happy. Honestly, Danny, I will do what I legally can to help the citizens of this county because there's a lot of citizens that are hurting right now. There are people that, well, that's my job. That's the way I feel it, to do the very best I can because I'm not just working for the citizens of Taney County because in anything we do, we're to do it as if we're working for our Lord. Do you have any more questions? I'd certainly be happy to answer them. What have I done to be detriment to the Board of Equalization? Because I've not had an intent to. I just try to answer people's questions and try to give them a fair chance to go forward. I give them a handout that the Board of Equalization put out, I think Mr. Stroff's prepared. I have it set in my office so that they know what to expect when they go before them. I now tell them, if I think of it, you might go online and listen to some so that you know what to expect. You'll be more comfortable when you go in there. I just think that's fair. Please tell me, what have I done that's detriment to the Board of Equalization?
I ask you the question, if you tell the people that come into your office that their taxes are too high, your clerks that that come in and people go to pay their taxes, and you walk to their front and tell them that, especially if you know them and other citizens, that their taxes are too high. I ask you that question.
I will figure their market value if it's 19.
Is that your job? Are you the assessor to figure their market value and to the Board of Equalization figures? That's in the process. Nowhere does it say anything about the collector figuring true market value.
Sir, on the tax statement, it has assessed value, and they say, why is my bill this? It, if it's personal, they may say it wasn't this high last year, whatever. And if it's residential, I will tell them that this is based on 19% of the market value. First, the market value is established, and 19% that's taken. I'm explaining to them how that tax bill is figured. The people want to know. Yes, it's my job to explain to them, in my opinion, how that tax bill is how it works. The assessed value is 19, 12, or 32% of the market value. And often when these notices went out, because their phone number was on it, when they would call and they'd say, well, why is this? And I said, well, this means that your lot or your house is worth this amount. Do you feel that that's what it's worth? Well, yeah. I probably stopped several people from going to the bill because they understood, yes, they felt it was worth that much. Yes, that is my job, to tell them how the government, how it works. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I guess you did.
Okay, thank you. If you've got any more, you're welcome. You hardly ever will come in there, and I'm sorry for that, but you're more than welcome to come and ask me. I'll ask me anything about my books. Let me open them up and show them to you. I welcome that, honestly, Danny.
I don't try to interfere with other elected officials' business. It's their job, and I try to leave that at that point. I don't try to interfere with the I serve on a very difficult job as a county commissioner, and I don't try to get in, stick my nose in other people's business and their offices.
Well, Danny, as a citizen, I work for you, too. So if you've ever got a question, you're just more than welcome to come and ask me. I'd rather you ask than go to a coffee shop and make accusations or anything. Anytime you've got a question or anybody, you just come and ask. And I welcome that. I do thank you.
James.
For these folks to know that I'm here, I was sitting in the back of the room. And, I am here, and I've heard many things this morning. I'd like to extend what Mr. Paulson had to say, which was totally accurate on your appeal process. But I'd like to reiterate in the fact that the assessor is tried under double jeopardy rules five times at least on your assessment. If you don't like the appeal of the State Tax Commission's hearing officer, you've got an opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission. If you don't like the appeal of the State Tax Commission over their hearing officer, you then have the right to go to judicial court. So the assessor stands in double jeopardy areas for five decisions by other people made on the assessment of his property, what he considers market value and their consideration. Possibly, I could say, and will say, on 90% of these properties that go through is affirmed by these other procedures, affirmed the assessor's value. Wow, 90%. Maybe even 95%. That's a statistic from the State Tax Commission. But then we come in this meeting and other meetings and start attacking the assessor on what he might have done wrong or the way he handles his situation and the way the BOE is judgmental over him. Now, I'm not going to even get into that because I'm not of that part of that BOE. As they were well know, and Mr. Pannell well knows on that BOE, I put on substantial evidence and say, there it is, boys, make your decision. Sometimes I make a recommendation. But I don't have the power over influencing anybody on the BOE other than my evidence that I present them. So I think there's a little misconception there. And I am very proud to hear, and I hope she said it out of emotional status this morning instead of law status, that every citizen in this county has the opportunity to go in and pay off his tax sale property and set up arrangements prior to being advertised in the paper. It's what I heard, and I'm pretty sure it's what everybody else heard here. That is not the case whatsoever. Otherwise, why have a tax sale? Otherwise, why give notice? Why charge these people advertising costs above their taxes if you don't have to do that? You just got to go in and set up an agreement with the assessor or the collector. I don't believe that's right. I don't believe there's going to be 1,000 accounts set up in the collector's office or 400 or 600 accounts. It'd be great. We wouldn't have to have a tax sale. The county wouldn't have to foot the expense of it. I believe it was said purely under an emotional state. I don't believe that is the case. And the situation with the tax sale this year has nothing to do with the increased assessments of January 1, 2009. I'm sure that was a mistake in statement. Has absolutely nothing, because 2009 are not delinquent yet. The tax sale information given this morning was reflective of 07, 06, maybe 08, I don't know, on 05 properties. So that statement of the raise in assessment somehow causing an effect on the tax sale is like I say, probably give under emotional pretense. I will step back now, and that's all I have to say about this situation. And Mr. Hershey, and I would ask that you come and visit with me before you talk about stuff in front of this.
Sheila.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound emotional. No, the statements I made were not under any kind of emotional or erratic statement. We talked about two types of installments. The 2007 installments, I discourage the 2007 taxes that are not paid now will be on the tax seal the fourth Monday in August. I have people that want to set those up in installment payments, and I tell them that I can't set up installment payments beyond them having to be paid by the fourth Monday in August. If you, and where now in July, I had someone just, I think it was last week, it might have been the week before. I say, now you're into July. It has to be paid by the fourth Monday in August. I said, if it's beyond your means, the only way. And by the way, if you set a delinquent account up on installment payments, it doesn't save them money in any way. The entities still get the full interest. If you divide it by, like this customer, three installments, and if you tell me, then they've got to have it paid by the fourth Monday in August. I tell them we're still going to publish it in the paper, and that's a $20 pub cost. And then if you don't get it paid into August, so you take the August amount and you divide it into those, if they've got three paychecks, three payments. And it's not going to save them any money, but the only reason, I said, the only reason it will help you is if you happen to be a customer that we unfortunately have some people that if they have this money in their hand and somebody else comes after them for it, they can't hang on to it. So they pay it in the installments in that case so that it will, they know it will be there. When they get their next paycheck, they come in and they pay it. Then they pay that bill in full. They pay the full amount of interest and penalties, pub cost. If they don't pay it in full, they're refunded it back. Now, the 2009 installment payment that we're talking about, that's under Statute 137. It's in a computer program, and you take the 2008 assessed bill, divide it into the two or four installment payments, and they pay that payment. And then when we are charged with a 2009 tax bill, I drop that, that's dropped down, and then the difference between the amount of what they had paid and what I'm charged with at that time is what their fourth payment is, and they have to have that paid by December 20th then. That's in the program agreement. Now, because some people have had some very large increases, I have worked with them and my programmer. Because that put, I had a customer the other day in the condos down here to where after paying their three installment payments, that was going to make their fourth payment still $500 and some high. It's much more than what their whole tax bill was almost before. So the programmer took the 2009 value that has been established by the assessor's office, and they said they were not going to the BOE, so that would be what it'd be based upon. And then I figure the installment payments based upon that 2009 value so that their fourth payment will not be so high. Those are two separate issues. I just wanted to explain them. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. I've got a couple of statements to follow up on. Danny, you mentioned that I was the first one to shake hands with one of the state tax commission members in your statement. Which meeting and which one of those guys were you talking about? We've met with them, as you well know, about a half a dozen times.
This was in the court case at the end of the trial.
Oh, when we were up there for the court case?
Yes.
Okay.
When the court case was over with, Sean Nordway was the first person that you went and shook hands with.
Okay. Do you remember, were there other commissioners? I'll just make the statement. I saw commissioners shaking hands all over the place, attorneys with the state tax commission members. And your reference that I'm
in cahoots some way with the state tax commission is not true. Another instance you mentioned was me waiting on a phone call in a meeting with the state tax commission. I think I understood you to say it was a phone meeting. Can you help me out on what meeting that was?
There was a phone call made, and one of the attorneys for the state tax commission was on speakerphone and said he was waiting on a phone call from Mr. Pennell. We are in a lawsuit with the state tax commission. It wasn't during Mr. Strauss's term. It was back in whenever Ron was in office. We were all sitting in the meeting. It was on a speakerphone.
Okay.
Do you have any need to be talking to the attorneys for the state tax commission?
I don't know what you're talking about. The best guess I can come up with is when the issue with the condominiums. The assessor had assessed them in a portion. We had the state the Supreme Court case, and they would not give us a direction. James didn't know how to go. How do you want us to do it? And we went into a long conversation on the phone. I may have called him previous to that to find out, hey, how do you want him to do it? He sent letters. There's this and there's that. That's the only conversation I can think of that I was speaking to one of the attorneys.
I can clarify it for both of you.
Come on up, James.
This was a meeting where Ron Hershen, Chuck Pennell, Danny Strahan, Bob Paulson, and Bill McCullough was at. It was resolved to the issue of a settlement agreement. And the attorney, we sat and waited and waited and waited. And then when contact was made, Mr. Turley had said he was waiting on a call from Mr. Pennell. And it's the same meeting, Mr. Pennell, that you shook in front of me and said this 15% increase for Taney County is good for the citizens, James Strahan, and you know it. I just wanted to clarify which meeting it was.
James, you've twisted words way off on that one. And those that were there know you are.
Okay.
As far as me calling Danny, I will... It's going to be real easy as far as calling the state tax commission. As you know, we all have our codes when we punch in, and I'll look that up for you. That's been mentioned before in this manner, and I've made for a long time made a very careful act to not call them. Back months ago, when I got the information about the monies that we have not received the reimbursements, I emailed them. So that's where you can look at it too. The two issues, one of them, truth about BOE decisions and STC. One of my dear friends thought we'd had a real bad time the other day in our meeting, and we're pretty strong about our issues. Everybody's got their own opinions and feel very strongly about them, as we've seen today. I appreciate the attitude. I don't feel like anybody's hollered or raised their voice, and the story he gets is that we're just plumb out of control, and I haven't seen that today nor in the other meetings. I mean, we disagree strongly. My feeling is... Someone mentioned Mr. Swan. He came to us weeks ago. He'd got his tax statement, and his taxes had gone up 40% on his condominium. Since that time, we've heard many, many folks outside and also inside of the Board of Equalization about the increase in value of condominiums in the county. And it appears, I haven't gone through the 44,000 properties or anything, but it appears that the case is that many, many condominiums were raised in value, large amounts. In our second, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, our second BOE meeting, I asked James, the assessor, the question, how come the condominiums went up so much? And we all got nerves, and I evidently hit James' nerve. He says, I'm not going to answer you. And that's fine. I've got nerves, and mine have been hit. Probably everybody in this room seen them hit. But I tend to believe that, as Mr. Swan said in that meeting weeks ago, that condominiums and those type of properties have been focused on in the reassessment for 2009. And I've got a list here of all the 15,000 give or take properties that had reassessments. And I just got them this morning, about 8:30, I guess it was. So I haven't had time to sit down a lot. But as you look through them, they're a great majority are condos or those type of projects. Didn't say all of them. I said a great number. And be glad to lay them out and let folks look at them if they'd like. My understanding of the Board of Equalization is just what one of the words is, equalization. And that is that we stand as an appeal process after the assessor, and this has been talked about already, but I'll say it again. If, in this case, let's say Mr. Swan thinks his condominium's too high, he can go to the assessor and talk about it. And if the assessor doesn't change it to a reasonable value, he can appeal to the Board of Equalization. And that's what we're going through. And the law even reads that we do not assume that the assessor is right. But the assessor makes his case before us. This is why I believe this is right, or this is why I believe it's wrong. There's a few times that James has said, we need to lower this, found that it wasn't right. So there is a lot of back and forth conversation for those that haven't sat in BOE between the assessor and the members that sit on the Board of Equalization. We've hammered this out with the State Tax Commission, or I have, when we went up at the last meeting. I don't feel like we're equal. I feel like that there's a portion of properties. There's approximately 15,000 properties, excuse me, that received increase notices this year. And we've got something like 44,000, if I understood James Wright, properties. So approximately one-third of our properties have received increase notices. Approximately two-thirds have not received any increase notices. Of those one-third that have received increases are condominiums, and they're big, huge percentages. And there's just no way in my mind that I can get a There's no way in my mind that I can get a handle on the fact that condos have gone up 40%, 20%, 50%, whatever it is in this last cycle. And you can use last fall when we had when the crunch hit, or you can use January 1 or whatever you want to use. I can't get my hands around the fact that those properties would increase that much since the last reassessment cycle, which is every other year. I have made a motion to the Board of Equalization because of that, for us to set our values this year at the 08 values, and didn't get a second, didn't go anywhere. My reason for that is that I don't think that the Board of Equalization, because of these things that I've just talked about, are doing our job as equalizing the taxes. James has signed the agreement with the State Tax Commission when we were up there the other day, and it refers to a 2010 reassessment that they're going to come down and they're going to work with the assessor. He's agreed to that, and that there will possibly be a 2010 reassessment. I've heard it said that's illegal. I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but James has signed that. They've agreed to come down and work through those to look at properties. My point is, since that's going to happen, why don't we set them even and let them work it out where we do have an equal representation? I've had folks in this room that have told me that they felt like their properties were way undervalued, not condos, but regular properties. And I would like, I don't have it, but I wished I had a copy that the public could see and really get a good understanding how their taxes are figured. Agriculture is 12%, residential is 19%, commercial higher yet, and the assessor is responsible to set equal values, and it's an impossible task to do 100%. Everybody agrees on that, I think. But he's supposed to work to get properties of equal values. I got the cases through Bob that are involved in the lawsuit with the State Tax Commission, and they had an individual from Springfield do appraisals. James asked the commission to have an independent guy or another guy locally do them, and those values are right here, and they're the same. They're not exactly the same, but they give and take a little bit. But as a whole, they're the same. And they show that properties that they picked, and James has a big argument with how they picked those properties, but those properties are way low on their value from what they were appraised at. I've got through about half of those Friday, and unless it's a condominium-type property, those values haven't changed from our 07 value. There's clear evidence from two different appraisers that those values are way low, but they haven't been adjusted. Again, my point is, I'm just asking that we do an across-the-board, set it at 08 values. Any increase, any new building, any new construction, of course, would be added on. And also that we ask James if he knows of certain properties that are not right that we ought to look at, individual ones on top of that we ought to do it. That's what I pushed. I didn't get a second. It's a BOE matter, but Danny brought it up, so that's where I'm at. There was a property, and it's been mentioned this morning in our last BOE. Did you want to speak, James?
I sure do.
Okay, go ahead. I can hold up.
I've just heard from you exactly what you were accused of earlier by an individual that you got upset about, that you sticking your nose individually. You didn't say you looked at all this as a BOE person. You were presiding commissioner of this county last Friday, I'm assuming, and this morning when you're pouring over this information about the assessment process, that you have no idea, not one, of what you just said. You said you're willing to take an 07 appraisal, and because it might have been low, that it has something to do with January 1, 09 assessments. If it was 30% off in 07 for your statistical analysis that you seem to want to run unwarranted, and everybody knows the real estate companies say housing is off 15 to 30%, well, guess what? In my mind, that may point that number is correct and those properties should not be moved. You failed to mention in that report that there was some properties appraised by those two certified appraisals, $500,000 properties. One of them appraised it for $400,000. One of them appraised it for $500,000.
That's correct.
That's correct. But that's not the influence you're trying to get to the headlines of the newspaper this morning.
Excuse me, James, but the total...
The total has nothing to do with anything.
Right, but you're picking one property that they were different on, and my point was, and I think everybody sitting here knows it, my point was, as a whole, both appraisers, one from Aurora and one from Taney County, both had very close appraisals.
But not exact, were they? They were not exact.
And I think I said that too, James. But you're bringing one property
Do you see the date of the appraisal, sir?
All I have, I don't have the appraisals from Mr. Coleman, but I have the spreadsheet November 3rd. And he went back, as you well know, we approved it. You asked us to do it. We approved the expense of him going through these same appraisals. That's
the date of those
about.
Appraisals is January 1, 2007.
Correct.
Using 06 and 05 values, nothing whatsoever to do with January 1, 2009.
What's
so
your
you're
point?
Assuming...
What's your point?
...that an appraisal done in 06, for 06,
mm-hmm.
basically, has some influence on 09's values?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I know you're not sure. That's why you're... You don't understand that there's been a decline in
okay.
residential housing that with applied to these appraisals may say they're correct.
My point is these appraisals are extremely low of what you have them valued at, and they haven't been touched. That's my point. And if condominiums went up 40% in that two-year period of time, you would think that those other properties should receive attention. That's my point. They haven't received any attention.
I know what your point is, sir. You've misquoted statistics on how many condominiums was involved. You said a majority of the 44,000 parcels was condominiums that went up. I just sat and listened.
I said what, James?
The majority
of what?
The condominiums went up, referencing to 44,000 properties. There's just 5,000 property condos in the county.
Okay.
And I think just 3,200 went up.
Okay. Again, I said I have not looked through them. You can look through these and look at the properties that have gone up.
Has nothing. I mean, we shouldn't even be talking this BOE action in front of this county commission to send it to the paper.
James, that comment's been made before. And again, as I spoke, when I started speaking, Danny brought this issue up. He put it on the agenda.
No, and we're not through with it by no means.
Okay.
Just to comment, it is better. As long as you don't bring up specific cases, you're better off. I mean, you absolutely can't do that, and it would be better if you didn't discuss Board of Equalization members because two members of the Board of Equalization who might have some input are not currently present.
Okay. Have I got off on the case yet?
I don't think we've talked. Have we talked about a specific case?
Danny mentioned the case, but it wasn't named, so
well, we
that's the only one I can think of.
Cases.
Okay. But anyhow, that's my point. And the specific case that Danny mentioned, a property that was discussed in the last BOE, that there was a change made that I didn't agree with. The appraisal that change was made on is April of 09. And we've heard over and over again through the BOE that we cannot use. Is that wrong, Bob? That's all look.
I believe it is wrong. I think that the appraisals, if they're certified appraisals, should be their value as of January 1, 2009. But I think that the value of a property on April of 2009 is as valid as one from June of 2008, as long as there's no extraordinary event that occurred between the two.
Bob, has it not been said over and over again in BOE that we've got to use
January
1 or older? We can't use...
I think James has said that a few times, and I believe that's... I don't agree with that statement, and I've said that, I think, in BOE. But it's clear that the value that has to be used is January 1 of 2009. And if you're going to have a certified appraisal that will be accepted into evidence as a certified appraisal, it has to be an appraisal of the property as it was establishing a value for January 1 of 2009. A value for before that or after that is not... relevant, and the foundation isn't made to get that certified appraisal in as a certified appraisal. But certainly evidence on January 2nd of 2009 is better evidence than value on June 4th of 2008. And I've made this point in the BOE, and I know that James has said differently at times. And anyway, I really don't want to get into BOE subjects without two members of the BOE here, but I mean, I think I'm stating what I've said.
Can you see that a BOE member would have a tough time when you're telling us one thing that we can use 09 values and the assessor's telling us, no, we can't use 09 values? That makes it pretty tough. Which way are we going to go? And that's what we've heard this year. You've already said so. Thank you. Danny?
Well, I brought this forward this morning to maybe enlighten the public a little bit about the confusion that goes along with the BOE sessions and what the State Tax Commission has to say. An order from the State Tax Commission to do certain things would have solved this problem 3 years ago. They didn't wish to do so. They wanted us to work it out ourselves. Every statement that I've made has been true. I heard Mr. Pennell say that there was a statement that I made that wasn't true, but every statement I've made has been true. I've tried to enlighten the public upon the process that they have to their opportunity to either get their taxes lowered, or if they come in with the wrong evidence, that their taxes can be raised. I've just wanted to get the general information out to the public about what the process is, and they have so many steps to go through. And for the BOE to take total blame for supposedly one person on the BOE saying we're not doing our job, it just doesn't make sense to me whenever other people that sit on the BOE. Now, I know that Mr. Swan came before the commission because he knew there was three BOE commissioners sitting on the commission. But he knows the process. He could have went to the assessor. He could have come to the BOE. I mean, he's a former commissioner. So those kind of things are the kind of things that disturb me. Was he asked to come? I don't know whether he was or whether he wasn't. But every citizen has a right to come before the commission. But if you know the process to get your taxes lowered, then, and if you've sat on this county commission for 4 years or for 8 years, as Mr. Hershen said, then you should know the process. And for a total disruption of the process to take place affects the business of this county. And for all these reports here, all this investigation that goes through to try to lay the blame on one back, whether it be the assessor, the BOE, or the State Tax Commission, is nonsense. The whole process is to be used for the benefit of the citizen. And that's all I have to say on that matter.
I've got one more statement, if I may. I needed to go sit down a second. And I am thoroughly disgusted with your analyzing the plan that I signed in Jefferson City. It's your opinion only what you just reflected to the news media. They said they were going to go to come down and test. That's their procedure in 2010. They said if, the word if, there was a problem, they would write a direct order by the State Tax Commission to do these things. They also said, Mr. Bob Epperson, there was a great chance this would just run over into 2011 reassessment cycle as normal law and procedure carries on. So for you to come here and say that we're going to do a 2010 assessment cycle is very preliminary, and that's your opinion.
Let me just read it, James.
Sure, read it.
The assessor will assess all taxable property in the county uniformly and at the statutorily required percentage of market value for the respective property. Adjustments to the assessments may be required in 2010.
Maybe. So you said, you didn't say maybe when you was trying to get the news to the media here. You said he's going to do reassessment. And that's by written direct order of the State Tax Commission.
Well, I'll check my words. I certainly, there's nothing definite what's going to happen. They're going to come just as you said, James.
They do it every cycle.
And they're going to
every
walk,
cycle.
They're going to walk through it. And at that meeting, you made a certain point, and I remember Bob making it many times, that the date this is one of the dates that you had an issue was the 2010 date about it being unconstitutional. But you went ahead and signed that.
No, there was never a mention of unconstitutional date at that meeting the other day.
No,
it's been stated prior.
That's what I'm talking
about.
But
not at that meeting. It was never brought up.
Okay.
Under written direct order of the State Tax Commission.
Okay. But my point was, this is what you've signed an agreement to do.
That's right. And I've signed one every 5 years since I've been in office.
And it may be to change them in 2010. So if they're wrong, if y'all come up with they're not right, then there's the opportunity. That was my point. My point is there's an opportunity to change the values if they're not right.
Well, I just your interpretation of what went on was not construed correctly to the people that's going to be writing the story to the citizens.
Well, you got it straight, so that's good. Other comments? Okay. Mr. Trofis, you're awful quiet. Okay. I've been there myself. Elected official and department head updates. We wore most of them out, I guess. Okay, we'll recess and go into our next meeting. Thank you.